welcome everybody, for those that are able to be here today. I would like to read, first of all, in Ephesians. Ephesians in chapter 2 and verse 4. Read a couple of verses here, and we'll read a little bit more in Romans. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin. And then in Romans chapter 5. Verse 6. I'll start reading a few verses here in verse 6. Chapter 5, and I'll start in verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Now verse 8. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. We'll ask the Lord to bless the reading of his word. As a lot of you guys know, me and Brother Simon have been absent for quite some time now. It's been around 6 months. And in the last 6 months, we visited at least 10 states that we've worked at. 10 states. We've driven through many other ones that I didn't count, but that's quite a bit of states in 6 months. And we met different people there that we work with and that we saw when we were traveling. Some were, they looked like good people, and some kind of difficult people to even to work with, but I mean, it was a good experience, I think, for us, you know. And there was just a good experience that we've had in these last 6 months, but it's just been seeing so many different sceneries. We've met, like I said, many different people that we were able to work with, and the thing that I could know of everywhere we've gone, it's always been the same thing everywhere in every state. Not about the way each state looks, but I'm talking about the people that are in every state. You know, there's all kinds of races. Even when we're here in California, there's so many people from different other places, you know. But when you go and you travel and you see other states, it's pretty much the same everywhere you go. There's people that are exactly the same. They look, I mean, people from everywhere you can think of, you know. But the only thing that I see that is the same over there is that people are sinners over there just as much as they are over here. And even here and in every other continent that we could think of, you know, we met, the first time we went out, we met a Canadian crew that where we work at came from Canada to show us how to work, to do the job that we do, you know. And they're one of the people that I've worked with that are really good workers, really nice people to be around with, you know. But still, they're sinners just like I am and like we all are, you know. And that's what I was able to see, that great need that there is in this world. You know, everywhere you go, you see people. And we're all sinners, and we all fall short from the glory of God, you know. But I've seen that almost everybody knows that there is a God, or that there is knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the thing that I see more is that they don't take him in into consideration what he has done. You know, when we were talking to these Canadian crew, there was these three guys. They knew a brother John that came a few months ago here. That's he's their boss in Canada, and they if they see John coming towards them, they try and go another way because they know that he's gonna talk to them about the things of God. And they told us that they don't like talking to John because John says or tells them that they're sinners, and they don't like that. You know, I know that nobody likes to be told that they're in the wrong, because if I'm doing something wrong, I could be thinking that I'm doing something right, but somebody could see the wrong that I'm in, and sometimes we get bothered by somebody telling us that. And that's the thing that I was able to see that, you know, in everywhere we went. Even though these, I think one of them went to visit or was invited to visit at John's house, but he didn't want to go because he knew that he was going to go and preach to him, and he didn't want to hear that. But there were so many people that we met, and that they knew that we were believers, that we were Christians. Sometimes we didn't have to tell them. They saw it in us, I think. And they would, it seemed to me like they were trying to let us know things that they were doing to make it seem like if they were in a place that they were right with God. But right here in Ephesians 2, it says that it's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's by the grace of God, you know, and it just seemed funny to me how they wanted us to see what they were doing right, you know. And I mean, it was good. For me, it was good that they wanted to do the things that they were doing right. There was just one man that I could remember. He would tell us, he told us a few times that he would give his parents one of his paychecks every month. He would give it to his parents. That's good. That's a good thing to do, you know, but that's not going to save you, you know. And then there was this other guy that we worked with. He said that he had been doing this for many times during his life. He would pick up hitchhikers or people on the corners of, or the exits of the freeways, and he would give them a place to stay. I mean, that's good also, right? But I mean, that's still not going to get him to heaven, you know. And he knew the Bible. He knew scripture. He would talk to me about different places in the Bible. But some of the times it wouldn't. What he knew, he thought he knew, was not the right thing. And I don't want to get into what it was, but it's just people know that there is God and that there is the Lord Jesus Christ. But they don't consider him how he wants to be considered as their savior. You know, I thank God that I was able to understand at a young age of salvation. And I see many others that also acknowledge him at a young age. You know, and that's good. And that's the best thing that we can do. You know, but like I said, there's people out, and I've seen that great need that there is in the world of the gospel to be preached and the salvation of souls, that there's so many people out there. You know, then like I said, this was a good experience for us, and we seen many places that I never thought I would be. Like I would tell Brother Simon, I never imagined I would be driving through here or whatever, driving through these states or whatever. But it was a good experience. But you know, that is just what I saw of that that great need that there is in the world. But like I said, there's a need here also where we are today. We don't know every single heart that is on every single one of these benches. We don't know exactly where you are with God. But it says here in Romans and chapter 5 and verse 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." You know, God, the Father, seeing the condition that we were all in, he saw that there was no other way for us to have a place close to him or have a relationship with him. There was no way that we could have the relationship that we could have now. You know, back in the Old Testament, we see there that there was a tabernacle, and the people would gather around the tabernacle, but only one person would be able to go in there. That was a high priest. We see the people wanted to have a relationship with God, but only one was able to go in there to be in the presence of God. But now that the Lord Jesus Christ has came from heaven and died on the cross, he has opened a better way for us to be able to be in God's presence. But you can't be in God's presence before you have your sins forgiven. God will not allow one single sin to be in his presence when the time comes for each and every one of us to be before him. We need to repent from what we have been throughout all our lives. You know, because we're all sinners. We need to all come to a time and repent for what we have done. And not like by doing something that we can think of doing or giving or working our way to heaven. But we know that it was the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. It says in Ephesians in chapter 2, but God who is rich in mercies, you know, God looking at us the way we were, he had mercy upon us. He didn't give us what we deserved. Instead, he gave the Lord Jesus Christ what we deserved. He gave him the punishment of the cross. You know, being on those airplanes and going through that security, each and every time we had to fly, you know, they had to look at our ID and they had to look at our boarding pass to get in there. You know, and if you didn't have a boarding pass, you couldn't get in there. The Lord Jesus Christ is that boarding pass that we need to get to heaven, to have our sins forgiven. You know, I could walk into the plane and be seated and see these people walking in into the plane. You know, they all had their tickets looked at and their ID looked at. You know, but there's something that needs to be looked at before we could enter eternity, and that's our sin. Once we are before God, if we don't have that ticket, that clearance to go through, we're not going to be able to get into the kingdom of God. But the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to pay for what we couldn't pay. He suffered what we had to suffer. You know, it's difficult to explain sometimes, but sometimes like our brother that was here once, he said it was like a light switch that flipped when you understood that you're a sinner and that you needed Christ. That's the way it happened with me when I was laying on my bed once. And if you're a little confused, you ask the Lord to help you to understand. There's nobody that could tell you under this roof that can tell you you're saved. You're going to know on your own when you understand the condition that we are in. And I understood it once. I thank God for that. But if you have that in your heart and it's bothering you, just ask the Lord to help you to understand and to let you understand in your heart and in your mind and all your being to know what it is. And I assure you that he will. You know, yesterday we were at the store, at the market, and I got a phone call and I didn't know the number. So I answered it. I told Jackie, I don't know who this is. And I answered it, and it was this guy that I used to work with like many years ago, like 8 years ago maybe. And I hadn't talked to him for about 4 years ago, and it was surprising to me to hear from him, you know. And he asked me, how you doing? Where are you working at? I thought he was trying to see if I wanted to work for him, but he's like, you know what? I'm just going to cut to the chase. I heard somebody passed away in the company that you were working at before. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And we were talking for a little bit, but I didn't know who he was talking about. I told him, I'll find out who it is, and then I'll let you know. You know, and it was, I found out who it was. It was this man. His name was Jose Vega. He was torching, you know, when the dock, when you park in the dock, there's this, it lifts up this heavy steel piece and it comes back down and it allows you to go back and forth on the truck with your forklift. He was torching one of those things, and when he was done torching it, it fell on top of him and it killed him. You know, and I was just thinking about that last night. I mean, he never thought that that would happen because he's done it. I knew him and I spoke with him when I was working at that other company. And he had been doing that type of work for at least 20 years or maybe more. You know, and he had probably been in the same situation many times before. You know, so it's sad to know that one person dies in that way, you know, and I knew him and I never had a chance to talk to him about the gospel, you know. But maybe there was a place in his time when he heard it. You know, God had to have allowed him to hear it. I don't know if he was saved or not. Only the Lord knows. But he never thought of leaving home that morning knowing that he was not going to make it back. You know, we can go out these doors today and maybe not reach our destiny or, yeah, our destination, wherever we may be going. You know, so if you have that in your heart, knowing that you're a sinner, knowing that Christ came to die for you, and you want to be saved, just pray to the Lord and ask Him to help you to understand what it is to be saved. And I assure you that He will. You know, being on those planes is scary. I had never been on a plane before when I started working this job. And I still don't like it every time I go on it once. But I always pray to the Lord to help the pilots. You know, some pilots are better than others. And I've noticed that for so many planes that I've been on. But just we don't know when our time is coming. I don't know for my time. And I assure you that you don't know it for your time. We could be sick and we could have a time period of when the doctor could tell us you're going to have 6 months to live. But you don't know when in that 6 months you're going to go. You know, so the word of God says, today is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before Thee once again and we thank Thee for Thy word, where we could see that we are sinners, Father, from the beginning of the Garden of Eden, where sin came in. Father, we just pray that You could allow those souls that are still without Christ to allow Him to come in and be their Savior. Father, we thank You for us that we are already saved, that we have that rest in our hearts that the Lord Jesus has provided for us. We just thank You for thy message that has been gone forth once again. And we just ask to the blessing upon it. We just ask all these things, Father, in Thy Son's most precious name. Amen.